When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And this is the podcast where comedians drink beer and talk about crazy, wild, weird stuff. And this week we are talking about the swallow, Ivana Trump, who died this past week.
Swallow?
The swallow. That's coming up.
You'll know
why she's called the swallow.
Oh, I didn't know that was her name. Okay. You know what? I got it now. I'll figure it out.
So this is going to be good. And, this one's going out to all. This one's going out to all of you. The long distance dedicated. But if you're not on our Patreon, giving us a little bit of your hard earned money, less than the price of a cup of tea.
Yeah, or coffee.
Or it's like you can probably buy half a beer.
Yeah, for $5, half a beer at least.
Tecate is over $1 per can in the grocery store,
dude. Next door, it's like $30 a can.
It's so expensive.
Street Market. Man, they need to sponsor us because we're just losing money every day.
Hey, if you don't sponsor us, we're going to keep bashing you on our pod. Yeah. How's that?
Nicest guys, but their beer costs too much.
Yeah, so a couple things for you to know. One, if you haven't heard, we are coming to you live from the Dudio. That is the headquarters of the Conspiracy Beer Me podcast here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I think this is the first time we've ever recorded in front of a live audience.
Yeah.
We had a small live audience, but we're very excited, and we hope to have our patrons here too. Another reason to join the Patreon. Yeah. Leave us a review, 5-star reviews only.
Yeah, any 4 stars, get out of here. Just 5 only.
5 only. And also, if you haven't listened to our most recent episode with Shane Moss, we are going to be at the Mind Under Matter Campout Festival sometime between September 9th and 11th. I think it'll probably be Saturday.
Probably be a Saturday, yeah.
So there's going to be swimming, camping, music, art,
tons,
comedy, psychedelics,
yeah,
lot in podcasts
and podcasts. Yeah, we're not just showing up.
You know, if you want to come to Raleigh, you can make a weekend out of it.
They'll have a relaxation station with sauna, ice baths, yoga classes, and massage. Yeah, hey,
that sounds.
And there's gonna be scientists.
Lots of science.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Those guys are always real fun in public. Yeah. Outside of the lab.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few that are pretty good times. What's interesting is Shane was very scientific. He's talked to a lot of scientists over his career, and it's tough when you have someone that's
smart
and knows stuff. No offense to our guest that's on today. He also knows stuff. He's just not a science guy necessarily. But it is tough when you're like, we believe in Bigfoot. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. We're like, now we got to do an hour long podcast.
That was a little awkward,
but it was fun. He enjoyed it. And he was right. At the end of that, it's like, let's just talk about fun stuff. Bigfoot's fun.
It's fun stuff.
It's fun. It doesn't have to be hard science all the time.
You know, and I would say there's almost no one better to talk about fun stuff than our next guest. Our guest this episode, he is a local comedian here in Raleigh, North Carolina. He started in Wilmington, North Carolina. You do a bunch of different things. Please welcome back to the pod for his second appearance, Tyler Wood.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Oh, here, I got you. I got you.
Perfect.
Tyler already cracked his beer in anticipation.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and so, also the AC's out in our studio or dudio because that's a little warm in here, so you kind of need to start beers early.
Yeah, that's what I mean, which is interesting. And Tyler, this is your first time at the dudio.
Mm-hmm.
Since we got it July 1st, like it's been a frozen death chamber in
here. It's been amazing.
It's like, yeah, it's been like Hoth, it's been crazy, but now it's the AC's out, so it's a little sweltering.
I didn't notice it until you said it. And now I'm uncomfortable.
I know. I was going to say it earlier, but I was like, if I say anything, then it's going to bring it to attention. So,
that's true.
God, I'm cold. I'm so cold right now.
The placebo effect. Something's in effect.
Yeah.
Now, Tyler, you do a bunch of stuff besides stand-up comedy, or what I would say is comedy adjacent.
Yep.
So you're involved with this big GalaxyCon festival that's going to hit Raleigh the end of this month.
Absolutely.
What are you doing there?
So I'm responsible for a lot of different, just basically a lot of different types of entertainment when we're there. I help put on comedy shows. We usually have one of those a night. And then just a various hodgepodge of other like nerd pop culture type of panels that just, you know, they're comedy related. Like Shane, I know you've done a couple with me. Were you on the YouTube is Wild one?
I was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just get together and like people give us suggestions and we talk about the YouTube videos that we watch together. And it's like a lot of them are very community oriented. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah. Nerds like yeah. that stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When like, you want to feel a part of like the show. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you told me about that show, you're like, I was like, oh, do you have like a bunch of videos picked already? You're like, oh no, I'll just go through my recent YouTube stuff. I was like, you can just have a show and you're like, I'm just going to show what I've been looking at.
Yeah.
And people lost their minds. People had a great time.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy.
It's like people try to reinvent things, make them harder than they actually are.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Well, that's really cool.
I'm excited. You weren't at Richmond. We did Drunk Tetris for the first
time. Yeah, I wanted to do that. So
dude, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Justin, you're invited as well.
Oh, to Drunk Tetris?
Yeah, you could do the comedy shows too. I know we had you on.
This is how we get booked.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, yeah.
This is how you do it, folks. You're seeing the sausage made. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about this show.
Which one? Drunk Tetris?
Oh, no. So you're going to do Drunk Tetris at the GalaxyCon?
At GalaxyCon, yep.
I'm terrible at video games.
Great.
I'll do Tetris.
Yeah, you're doing a bunch of stuff. I checked out the schedule last night. You got a long list of fun stuff you're doing. I think last time at GalaxyCon, I was in a lot of those, and it was all fun.
Oh, sweet. They're released already? I was waiting for the email. I need to check the website. Okay.
And there was still a button to register. I was like, can I get a show? Like, I was like, it might be a little late, but I'll see.
And I'm in preliminary talks to do the one in Columbus in December also.
Oh, dope.
So I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Columbus, Ohio. That's the worst of the Columbuses, I think.
Is there another Columbus?
South Carolina.
Christopher.
Oh, that
Columbia.
Guy,
Christopher
was probably the worst, honestly. What he did to this country.
Yeah, he settled in Ohio.
We're excited to have you for a new segment that we're debuting this episode.
Oh, sweet.
And it's called News of the Weird and Wild, and it's where we rip from the headlines the weirdest, wildest news stories that aren't deserving of their own pod, but definitely worth talking about. So, for example, the owner of the antique store Spanish Main in St. Augustine, Florida, Mark Anthony, was awoken by phone calls from friends saying, your antique shop is surrounded by fire trucks.
Oh.
And he thought, oh, no, my antique store is going up in flames. And he rushed over there to find out that, no, it wasn't fire. It was 42-year-old David Mosley, who climbed onto the roof, took off all of his clothes, and tried to enter into the private unoccupied residence on the roof.
Okay.
And he was arrested for trespassing and indecent exposure, which I find a little bit frustrating because the only person he exposed himself to were the helicopter pilots who filmed him on the roof. And I feel like that's not fair.
That's not fair.
Yeah. So that's the news of the weird and the wild.
Okay.
So like,
did he have any naked lubricant to get in any of the building, or he?
You
just
know what, the roof had recently been finished with urethane, and so his fingerprints were very distinct because he left fingerprints that were very easily.
They were able to match the outline of the penis left.
Also,
on the
also he was naked on the roof when they arrested him. I don't know why they think like, we got you dead to rights, your fingerprints. And they're like, you also
saw
my penis on the roof.
Yeah. I might be a little high, but I need to circle back and ask a question here. You said people called him to tell him that the fire trucks were surrounding his antique.
So apparently.
Okay, the fire trucks were actually there to get the naked man off the roof. All right, gotcha.
They're
gotcha.
Getting a cat out of a tree.
I understand.
Okay. Another weird, wild story that came to us out of Kentucky is you may have heard that the Amarillo Zoo captured on their security camera a bizarre, looks like a fox man.
Yeah.
Looks a pale like a creature.
Kind of like Sonic, too.
Yes. And but that same creature has now been spotted in Kentucky.
Oh, hell.
So this creature's making the rounds.
At another zoo?
No, on another security camera, though.
Okay.
I think it's got to be a costume.
But it's so short. It's like so small compared to the cage.
I think
the cage
kids
on
can wear costumes.
I think kids are.
Mostly kids are the ones that wear costumes.
But how'd that kid get into a zoo?
No, he's outside the zoo.
Oh,
trying
he's outside
to get,
the
trying
zoo.
To get in. Some dad put his kid up to this.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's like Balloon Boy.
Yeah. Balloon Boy.
Yeah.
Dog Boy. Dog Man Boy.
And then our last news of the Weird Wild involves one Howard O'Padden, or Howard Padden. He calls himself Howard O'Padden. The police reports call him Howard Padden.
Oh, okay. I love how you're setting this up. That's lovely.
He was on trial in for kidnapping in the state of Washington. Bizarre case involving a Russian family and a fake adoption and everything. But his defense, when he was called before the judge, was that he was not a person or a citizen, but a sovereign national state, not subject to the laws of Washington or the United States. And he said, you can refer to me as Howard Padden Trust.
Oh.
He's like, so I am not, I'm a sovereign national state. To which the judge replied, sir, I don't want to hear any of your constitutionalist crap. Save it for someone who's stupid and believes in it.
Oh,
so
okay.
This guy was pulling the old, I'm a sovereign nation. I think Homer Simpson did that once and didn't work out well for he or Howard O'Padden.
So what did they end up doing with this guy?
He got in jail with like a $240,000 bond.
Damn.
Do you guys ever watch those YouTube videos of like the cops pulling people over and they're like, I am a sovereign citizen. I am traveling. I am not driving.
Yes. Yeah. Always white people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always some white dude with a beard.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, where are you headed to? I don't answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, we're not going to.
Yeah.
It is either like really redneck dudes or really like hippie.
Yeah.
There is one guy I've seen. I don't know if you've seen this guy. He basically proves that you don't have to do anything with the cops. A checkpoint for drinking is not actually a checkpoint for drinking. It's just an ID check. That's a false thing that people have created.
Yeah.
And so all you really have to do is you can roll your window down, show them your ID, and you don't even have to roll your window down. And you just be like, this is my idea.
I like the guys that roll it down just enough to slide a piece of paper.
Well, and the cops can't do anything.
Well, that's reasonable. Well, why don't you want to roll down the window? Now you're resisting arrest.
Right. But the thing is, he posted a video. He goes, I'm going to record me pulling up to a checkpoint. I'm not going to do anything but roll the window. And like,
well, he is breaking a law. He's using a cell phone while he's driving.
Well, it was in the passenger seat.
Okay. All right. Good.
I think he set it up. I think
he got everything.
A lot of guys
covered.
Are doing this now, this recording the cops and making money off of it.
Yeah.
They make money?
Oh, yeah. They get arrested and they sue the city.
Yeah,
oh.
They sue the city. You can get views if you put stuff on YouTube.
True.
And then if you have, like, you're just filming it, you can, like, lease the footage or sell the footage. So there's money to be made.
Man, like you've looked into this.
I'm just aware.
You're like, I'm broke. I need to get some money.
I feel like they're like a newer version of the paparazzi, which is really awful human beings.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And to our fans that listen that are paparazzi. Get a different job.
Yeah, it's kind of a slimy job.
Yeah.
I think I said that we just all hate police right now.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're married, unless you're fucking a policeman. Or you are a policeman, which means you're probably fucking yourself. you're probably, like, not many people are fans of the police right now.
Yeah. State troopers are fine. Better. They're better.
You think?
Why?
They have unlimited power.
They go through a little bit stricter training.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that's like, they're not perfect by any means.
And they don't pull you over if it's pointless to them.
Yeah,
they're just like, this is a waste of my time.
And a lot of them are like former military, too, which is not to say that isn't, you know,
right.
That doesn't make them infallible. But
there's a higher bar.
They do more than just like, I'm generalizing. I feel like the military structure is good for stomping out some of the shenanigans that we see.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean shenanigans on the highway?
No, I was talking about police departments.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And the North Carolina state troopers are, like, that is state by state.
But I feel like
ours are, from what I've seen, a little bit better. I've never seen a fat state trooper in North Carolina.
Oh, they're always in shape. You're right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
an academy here for like the state troopers they have to go
through. Oh, really?
Yeah. I know there's police academies
too. You have to be a cop before
you become
a trooper?
I just think that's a meaningless job unless there's like somebody like going 104. I mean, fuck those guys. I don't like them.
You ever been pulled over by a state trooper?
Yeah. Very polite. Very
nice. That's the thing. Like they are like very businesslike about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll be like, do you have any marijuana in the car? You're like, yeah. And they're like, all right, have a good day.
Yep. Enjoy it. Just don't enjoy it on the road.
Well, thank you for weighing in on News of the Weird and Wild. That was okay.
We had all penises, police, all the
time. But if you're a patron, another reason to be a patron, we have a new Discord channel, Weird Wild. News of the Weird and the Wild, you can suggest things that maybe happen in your local municipality.
Jurisdiction.
We have Australia. I'm sure there's some weird, wild stuff in Australia that doesn't make its way across the pond. So. Let us know. We'll cover it here on the pod if you have an idea. And now we turn to the big story of the week, which was the death of Ivana Trump, who officially died from blunt force trauma to her torso after tumbling down the stairs of her plush Manhattan apartment. Not an apartment.
It was like
a chateau.
It's a very, very expensive, nice home.
But when does an apartment become a condo?
When you own it. It's just the apartment you own.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like a condo is something you buy, like a house. An apartment is something you rent.
Because a condominium, condominium sounds like a small apartment.
Well, you can own apartments too, in buildings.
And a townhome is a...
Oh, God, that's another one.
Well, a condo and a townhome... A townhome, usually someone takes care of your yard. There's a yard. Mm. Condos... I think the difference between rentals, you have someone else takes care of your stuff. Condos and townhomes, you often have to do this stuff.
But they're in, communities still.
I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, me neither.
I have no idea. Well, what I read said her apartment, but I think it's... She owned it.
Yeah, it's very ornate and big. How do you get blunt force... I might be jumping the gun, but... To get blunt force trauma in your belly, your back has to be so arched and your legs and your head have to be touching and you're just rolling down there to get belly injuries. Yeah.
Or you'd have to hit the railing somehow.
Yeah. That's tough.
Just to flesh out the official report, the coroner ruled it an accidental death by blunt force trauma caused by a fall down the stairs. By the way, thousands of people die every year from falling downstairs, especially people in their 70s.
From accidents.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, and but for her name and her former marriage to former President Trump, this would be a non-story.
Right, yeah.
But the fact that it was has created this level of – and I think since the coroner pronounced Jeffrey Epstein dead by suicide, and we're all like, yeah, right.
Sure.
Everyone's been a little suspicious of – people in the Trump orbit dying of things like blunt force trauma to the torso.
Hey, man, Jeffrey Epstein was also in Bill Clinton's sphere. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some people are saying this is part of the Clinton body count. They're blaming this on the Clintons.
Hey, he's a cold hearted killer, man. He is always cool.
Yeah.
I
think that the thing that most people pointed to as being the most suspicious part of her death is she died immediately before her three children, the children of Donald Trump, were set to testify for the New York Attorney General's civil case against the Trump Organization, which, she's going to die some point. It's probably never going to be a good time. but also, it seems to me that Trump's universe, especially Donald Trump, seems more worried about the civil trial by the New York Attorney General he does about the January 6th investigation.
Hmm.
He's done everything to delay this New York Attorney General. He's done everything.
And what is this trial again? What does it say?
Basically, the Trump Organization had properties where they would, one hand off to banks, be like, this thing's worth $1 billion. And then on the same day in one case, filed for tax purposes that it was worth $17 million.
Oh, well, because he's worried about being seen as someone without money.
Yeah.
He would much rather be.
I think that's what he's worried about. Or just that there's just a big sham in his whole story. But I do think it's a little suspicious that, people thought, and one person said, I guess Ivana Trump won't be corroborating or refuting any of the depositions tomorrow of her children.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
I mean, timing can lead. Also it can make you jump to conclusions sometimes.
No such thing as a coincidence, my friend.
I think that's not true. Right?
Yeah.
But I thought to get to the bottom of this, I would take a very different route, as we do here in Conspiracy Beer Me, and talk a little bit about a theory that's floated around since 2018 about Ivana Trump, which I find awesome. So just to give you a little background, she is a Czech born. She was born in 1949 in Czechoslovakia to working class parents. Of course, it was communist Czechoslovakia then.
Oh, yeah.
They were, part of the empire of the Soviets and very much a communist country.
Did you say very much? Are you very, secretly very Russian?
She was very pro-red as a child. She was a cheerleading communist as a child. Really? She was a poster child for communism. She was very...
What did those look like?
Her.
Her. Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Just full circle.
Blonde, very blonde. She was very talented in a number of things. She was a talented skier. She made the national team. She was later, according to her bio, selected for the 1972 Winter Olympic Games. She, by 1970, was already appearing on Czechoslovakian television programs. And then it was around this time in the early 70s that she married a platonic friend to gain Austrian citizenship.
Nothing more communist than that.
That's right.
And
that, do it.
And she moved to Canada and later the United States, where she began her modeling career. And that was what eventually brought her into the orbit of a much younger Donald Trump at the time. Much younger than he is now.
Sure.
Still older than 25.
Are they about, were they about the same age?
He's older than her, but not much.
Okay. All right.
Before marrying Trump, so now she's in the modeling world. The 76 Olympic Games were in Montreal, and she, Summer Games, she was very much like one of the featured models of the games. She was very visible. She was traveling New York City with models. She was in affairs with several extremely powerful, rich men during this age, including one very famous playwright, which I'll circle back to in a bit.
Shakespeare.
And then in 76,
that's the only one I know too.
She met and married real estate tycoon Donald Trump, and that, I think the 70s and the 80s were Trump's peak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had books. He had, no one had figured out he was a piece of shit yet.
Yeah. But he made the first piece of shit thing he really did that was public was that New York City park thing where he blamed those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where he blamed those kids who were innocent on it. And
yeah, what was that called?
I don't know. He blamed a bunch of.
Sorry, I was born in 94.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
But anyway, she went to New York City with a bunch of models. You know, Trump has, I love beautiful women. She was the most beautiful. I married her. So he married her, and she gave him her three most famous children.
Yes. Oh, let me see. So Ivanka.
Uh-huh.
Middle child. Well, second child.
Donnie Jr.
First child.
And Eric.
Yep.
Yeah.
The dumbest child.
Yep.
The
I would not know it. If it was not for the SNL sketch, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm Eric.
I'm Eric. Yeah.
You know, he, during this time, had a mistress, Marla Maples, who had a famous feud with Ivana. And Marla gave him Tiffany Trump.
Oh, yeah.
The lost Trump child. She's like the most normal of Trump's kids.
Yeah, yep. She doesn't get talked about much.
Embarrassed
yeah,
I don't think
Trump's,
too big.
Trump's embarrassed by Tiffany.
Yeah.
But anyway, after her divorce from Trump, which was somewhat related to his philandering ways, she remained very much a high-profile businesswoman. She took an active role in the Trump organization. She was an executive on one of his different companies, but then she still was like very much in the limelight.
Yeah, didn't she manage Trump Tower for a while?
She did, and she was very much a businesswoman and a go-getter. She wrote several books. Very active in her professional life post-Trump and during Trump, always connected to wealthy, very powerful men, even after she divorced Donald Trump. And I think at her height, which I think was also maybe the 80s, she was like the picture of 80s extravagance.
Oh, yeah. Gold everywhere.
Gold everywhere. Like, you know, like this is when like women without like any curves were attractive, I think. Like, so she was just like this. Like, you know, they called it they said models wanted to look like a hanger.
Clothes hanger.
It was just like this.
Yeah, like neck.
Like Twiggy. Yeah.
Like just broken neck, yeah. Triangular shape.
There's a problem with the pregnancy.
Yeah, she's like, when I looked back at photos of her, like, I couldn't even separate like the last 20 years of body acceptance from I saw it. She just looked awful. She just looked like, how much coke did you just do?
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And the gaudy, the shoulder pads and the big hair and the caked on makeup. But I think that she was an 80s tabloid sensation. Yeah. Every move she did, paparazzi fucking assholes were up in her face.
She just wanted to be alone in her gold mansion.
Yeah. She just wanted to be left alone with her millions of dollars no repercussion whatsoever.
Well, maybe there's something much more cynical or nefarious going on. And it relates to a theory that first emerged in 2018. when a anonymous author called a journalist and said, I got a story for you. And it's, I wrote a novel that's based on a true story. And the novel's called The Kingfisher Secret. And the guy's like, okay, go on. And he's like, what if I told you that Ivana Trump has always been a KGB agent?
Oh, snap.
She was part of what was called the Swallow Program.
She'd swallow. We wouldn't have to deal with Eric.
I know, right?
Yeah, that pasty. Been sitting on that for 30 minutes. Yeah, right.
So it's
you're telling me she got... Oh, wait, swallow? Oh, never mind. I was like, she got pregnant from swallowing? Wait, that's not what he meant. Okay.
I mean, if there was going to be one, it'd be her.
Okay, yeah. He looks like he came out of a different hole. That kid is weird looking.
Well, there's been a long theory that Ivana was connected to the KGB Swallow Program, which, to be clear, is a old program that was started in Stalinist-era Russia by a man named Yakov Argranov. Very Russian-sounding name. Mm-hmm. He was the deputy of the NKVD, the precursor to the KGB.
Which one was Putin in? Putin didn't get in until it was the actual KGB, right?
He was in the KGB. Yeah, yeah. And you know, the KGB was disbanded at some point and then reformulated into two even more sinister operations. Yeah. I think it's funny when they're like, the KGB has been disbanded. I'm like, you just made two worst organizations. You just split their function and then gave them unlimited power.
We split nothing.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing splitted.
Yakov was the main organizers of the
regular Yakov over here.
Yeah. Well, regular Yakov. If only Trump had yacked off, we wouldn't have Eric. Crotch discomfort hurting your game? Fear no more. The kings of crotch comfort, Manscaped, have spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. Sleek, soft, comfortable, flexible, the brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped take your balls to the royal ball throne. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the Lawnmower 4.0 for the trimming, so you can wear the Boxers 2.0 for the chilling. They even have trademark jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time you invest in your family jewels. So let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using our code CBM20 at manscaped.com. Let's say you're on a date and your partner catches that Manscaped on the waistband of your underwear. It's almost guaranteed to raise some eyebrows and act like a billboard on the highway to Pleasure Town. This is thanks to their Lawnmower 4.0, the best electric trimmer for below-the-waist grooming. Their fourth-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and has a 400K LED spotlight so you can have a more precise shave. Beyond ball cleaning, Manscaped is focused on ball comforting with the new Boxers 2.0. Boost confidence everywhere you are knowing you're wearing the absolute best pack for your sack. These boxers are a game changer, and the features include the Jewel Pouch, a pouch designed to cradle your boys in their own special space. Lined with perforated performance fabric to keep them well ventilated. Is this heaven on earth? More like heaven on girth. This micromodal fabric is buttery soft and breathable, keeping your cucumber cool. Walk, run, strut. These moisture-wicking boxers breathe without breaking a sweat. The tagless waistband hugs your body without digging in. It lays flat against your skin to reduce chafing. The fly front opening gives easy access and makes bathroom breaks quick and efficient. Multiple ways for entry and passage for your package. You can even choose from an arrangement of designs and colors and sizes that range from small to triple X for all my guys out there. From El Jefe to Nighthawk, your boys will be in the right hands. Be proud of your underwear and wear the Manscaped waistband with a badge of honor. Your balls deserve it. Get 20% off plus free shipping with our code CBM20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with our code CBM20 at manscaped.com. Up your crotch game, because once the Boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back.
He was the organizer of political repression in the 1920s and 30s. And then he was the one who created the sex spy operations amongst intelligentsia, was later called sexpionage.
Oh, compromise. It's like they collect compromise on people.
Well,
right?
not exactly, but they do collect compromise. Yeah. But in this case, what they do is he was famous for recruiting ballerinas, cinema and theater actresses, and training them at what was called the Lenin Technical School to basically be spies. And
so it's like it's kind of like Umbrella Academy or what is it? What's the Is it Sparrow Academy? What is it? They have
it? Hogwarts.
The, yeah,
Umbrella Academy has the monkey in it.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah,
in the, I haven't seen it.
That's, oh, you should watch
the,
it.
There's a monkey.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
yeah.
That's the one with the
chimpanzee
Elliot Page, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, it's Elliot is correct. You're right.
I'm designated good boy here.
Well, the school was known as the Moscow Sexpionage School.
Ooh.
Was later replaced by what was called State School for...
State School for fucking.
This is the school we teach you to fuck.
Why is he Italian?
I don't know.
Why are there Italians?
Because they bring in, they have rotating professors.
Oh, Mussolini was a communist.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You get new professors in now and again.
So it was the according to a former CIA officer who infiltrated Moscow inner circles, Jason Matthews, the school was relocated to the southeast of Moscow on the Volga River, and that is where it gained what was called the Swallows Program.
Okay.
So they trained female agents to be swallows. And
what's the Russian word for swallow? Because I feel like this sounds bad.
Like, so often ravens, you know, the idea is that they're beautiful birds.
Obviously, it just sounds like with swallow and
you don't want to hear about the Russian tit campaign.
That's, yeah, right. That's about birds, too. It's a titmouse.
I don't, when I hear the word swallow, I don't immediately gravitate towards.
Well, I'm a pervert.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying.
You're an ornithologist.
Yeah, exactly.
I sounds like a racist term.
Means you study birds.
Oh, I thought it meant I had big titties.
No, it's a titithologist.
Big tit mice.
A boobologist.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And just so you know how this would work, and this harkens back to her relationship with this playwright. In 1963, a very famous screenwriter, playwright named Yuri Krokov defected to the United States. He was also living in communist-controlled area in Eastern Europe. And he said, I have been recruiting women for the KGB this entire time. As a playwright, what I was told to do was promise women better roles, more money, clothes. And you can see very much how this would work, right? I mean,
yeah.
I think that like aspiring models, actors, all these people are like, I mean, we're like comics. It's like, you want this spot? Like, you got to give me some dirt on this person. Like, okay, just tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And so he was like, that's how they get these women in, is people like me were recruiting them. So again, you look back at Ivana Trump's early life, and she was connected to this Russian, perhaps Russian-controlled playwright who recruited her.
Which is interesting, as they look for aspiring women, and aspiring sounds awful a lot like aspiring. Just putting it out there.
No,
aspiring
sounds like the same
aspiring.
Language.
Aspiring,
a spy, as in aspiring. You send women to spy. It's a ring of female spies.
Aspiring women.
Yeah,
I thought you said perspiring, and I'm like, that's that's not going to help your cause.
Nope.
In 1987, there's a very famous article written after 12 Marines stationed in the in Russia were all found to have been compromised by sleeping with beautiful blonde Russian spies.
Mm.
And it was became known as the Reds Under the Beds scandal because, you know, they would train Americans. They were like, you're going to Russia. You are going to, a beautiful woman is going to somehow attach to you. She's going to be blonde and bubbly, and she's going to be the only source of happiness in this droll, boring existence of melancholy that is Russia. And you're going to fall for her, and she's a spy. They told them this.
Really?
And they all still fell for the spies.
Why didn't they say, you're going to fall for her, and then you're also going to spy on her? Why didn't they just add that caveat?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's hard when you're... When you get hooked up into that Russian.
Oh, I know.
I mean.
Well, we've all been there.
I mean, it is. They were very, very adept at this. One story I read was of a British diplomat ambassador in Russia who had an affair with a Russian woman. He was then approached by her very irate Russian husband. And then he sought protection from one of the very few Russian friends he had. Turns out, The woman he had an affair with, KGB spy. Her irate husband, also a KGB spy. Mm. And the person he turned to for help, also a KGB spy. So they would do this. They would essentially catch you in your affairs, and they would present you with the choice. You either do something for us or we expose you politically. And they brought down a number of high-profile journalists, ambassadors, military officers, and they did this for decades.
James Bond would never fall for this shit.
No.
I think he did this shit.
Yeah.
He was always dicking people down for it. Yeah.
He would, but then they'd be like, we're going to expose you. And he's like, what, expose this?
Yeah,
and then he flies out a window.
Yeah. He's the swallower in this.
He's the greatest spy ever because he doesn't even change his name.
No.
Right, yeah.
They'd be like, I'm James Bond. And they'd be like, the famous British spy? And he's like, you got me. How did you catch me?
Yeah, I never understood how no one's like, yeah, that's clearly him. Avoid him. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it doesn't make, I mean... He was a very well-known spy. I think spies are supposed to be not well-known.
Yeah, I think that's the point. That's like,
I was going to say, mine's not good.
Mine is neither.
I was going to say, it's him and the Spy v Spy guys. That's the three spies I know.
Exactly. Black, white, and pasty.
The swallows, or the ravens, as they were called.
Those are two very different birds.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. Yeah. I think I know what a swallow looks
swallows
like.
Swallows are blue and orange.
Yeah.
Ravens are black.
Dude, none of us know what a swallow is.
Swallows, everybody has a swallow tattoo. They're always blue with an orange belly.
I don't think that's a robin or something.
No, my phone's
recording. Were white.
Yeah.
I thought swallows, English swallow, or an American swallow.
Type in Russian swallow, see what you find.
Okay. All right.
Maybe on a private search there.
Well, one guy...
Sex espionage. Yeah. First result.
Yep.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Man, it's getting searched out. We're getting something hot.
This is the first one.
Oh, nice.
Hell yes, it is.
And a nice 1950s colorized photo of a woman.
I'd assume that's an actual swallow.
That's a swallow, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that is what people have on there.
Yeah. I know quite a bit about
Why would a girl get a swallow?
Because it's what it represents.
Swallowing the nuts?
No, I'm not a pervert. I don't think those things, Justin. It's clearly just nice earlier.
The KGB, this podcast? One 1962, one Colonel Louis Guibaud, American, was caught in a sex espionage scandal, given the choice between public humiliation or compromise. Working for the KGB, what do you think he chose?
Compromat, of course.
Compromat.
Yeah. No, suicide. Just killed himself.
Oh, did he kill himself by jumping out a 12-story window? Because that happens a lot in
Russia. Not me bloody parachute.
I know, right?
Now, why did this anonymous phone caller to the magazine say that Ivana Trump, what was some evidence that Ivana Trump was not what she purported to be? Well, in 1989, Spy Magazine, which, unbeknownst to me, do you guys know Spy Magazine had like a decade-long feud with Donald Trump?
Really? No. I never even heard of Spy Magazine.
Spy Magazine was nothing to do with spies. They ran a tell-all article about Ivana Trump in 1989, written by Jonathan Van Meter, in which they said all of her biography is bullshit.
Oh.
She is not a good skier. She
she wore those things sideways. What
she
an idiot.
Never made the Russian national team. She never was an alternate to compete in the Olympics.
Oh.
She claimed to have gone to Charles University. There are no records that show that she ever went to. Moreover, graduated from Charles University.
Is Charles University, is that even a thing? That's a dumb name for a university.
Well, it's right next to William University.
Oh, yeah.
Williams. Yeah. Williams and Charles.
Oh, is it?
Charles Williams.
Charles is in charge, though.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Her story of past relationships are either completely inconsistent in terms of the overlap and who she was dating, or in many cases, outright denied by the partners that she said she was married to.
Oh.
So her whole story, and then what people pointed to as the most damning evidence, is that if you believe her story, she was a Russian cheerleader as a child who then defected out of Russia to Canada and later the United States. But somehow her family was not harmed, or there was no vindictive action taken against her family. And she could fly back and forth to Czechoslovakia, which was still controlled by communist Soviet Union, with no impunity. She wasn't ever arrested for it. Hmm. And they're like, that's not how shit worked.
Right, yeah.
If you defected, your family was tortured and killed. Everybody knew that. And Ivana Trump's family was never harmed, never touched. Hmm. And she went freely back and forth.
Justin, Ivana no more.
Ivana no more. Here's what I want to know. She said she was a cheerleader back then. What is there to cheer about in the Soviet Union era?
I thought it was a metaphorical cheerleader. She was a little kid like, I love communism.
It's the best.
I think that's right. I think all these totalitarian regimes always have people that are just super. Look at the
boxes for the Chinese Olympics. All those people that jumped out of those boxes on the...
Oh, when they were doing the... Yeah.
They're like, that's got to be CGI. No, it's millions of children.
You seen the Chinese kid with the basketballs?
Incredible.
No. Dude. Yeah.
It's incredible.
Was he not? He's dribbling
them? Thank God they're short, because otherwise they would take over the NBA. Jesus. Dude, seriously, they're so talented.
What are they doing with those balls?
They bounce them in unison, and then they jumped over, and they take over from their neighbors.
No, it's like just incredible ball handlings. It's taking the discipline of like Chinese sports mentality. The things that they, you know, the Chinese are always really good at things that you like. You have to do this like 4 million times. Oh, yeah.
Like they are great at putting a GameCube CD into the drive, throwing it across the room. They're like those type of people. They keep trying to do challenges, you know, like throw shit.
I was thinking more like gymnastics.
Yeah. Oh, that too. Yeah. But, yeah. I was thinking TikTok.
Oh, they're good at TikTok.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, they made it.
Yeah. They have farms where they have women in fucking rooms lined up just doing the same thing.
But they're applying that same rigor to basketball, but they can't dunk. So they just do dribbling tricks.
That's the most American sentence I could have heard.
You guys can't
about
dunk.
Chinese children basketball. It's like, these old dudes are not going to be able to dunk. That's what we got MJ and Shaq for.
What are those kids ever done with their life? They can't dunk.
I mean, they tried. I mean, we're off the subject, but this is what the pod's about. I mean, Yao Ming was a Chinese experiment to grow taller Chinese people.
Dude, are you serious?
Yes, that's absolutely 100% true. He was part of a Chinese program to genetically engineer taller Chinese people.
It worked.
It worked, but it was just so inconsistent. He was like the one success story.
The one that didn't have a fucking arm coming out of his head.
Yeah. No, I mean, it wasn't like, it was just like.
That arm can dribble,
they just
though.
Kept breeding taller and taller Chinese people.
So oh, did they just do it through like genetics? Like you're tall, you're tall, fuck. Yeah. Yes. You're tall, you're tall, fuck. Now you're kid, fuck. Oh,
and then they eventually got, you know, 7'6" Yao Ming. Problem was they were making these tall people, and you know this because you're tall. They made these tall people that just weren't good at basketball. Yeah. Like, this has been a waste of our time.
Also, they can't get through doors.
Dude, and China's worse. Like, America's made bigger, and I'm still uncomfortable. And I'm still only 6'4", so I can imagine how
What's the door frame height in most Chinese places?
You're an expert.
I don't know, but I'd assume since they're so much shorter than most Americans, it's like, it's on down there, maybe like 6 foot.
Yeah, 6 seems about right.
To sort of circle back to our current theory, which is really one that fascinates me, is that Ivana Trump, the first wife of Donald Trump. I don't know if it was his first wife.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
We could,
but it may be.
Sorry, I wasn't born for another 10 years.
I know, right? Yeah. And I wasn't paying attention to this. Like, yeah. I think I was in high school, right as kind of Donald Trump was still in his heyday.
It was easier to stay away from things back then, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm jealous of people that grew up without, like, constantly being bombarded by information all the time.
It was awesome. I miss it so much. And it always seems like an old person thing to say. It's like, everyone's like, the old days were better. It's like, no one fucking hit you up. Mm-hmm. And nobody just randomly...
If you weren't at home at the phone, you didn't get a phone call.
It was awesome.
And you didn't have to answer the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't, like, hey, pick up.
Right, yeah. No one could text you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just glad we've moved beyond voicemails. My voicemail is like full. I keep it full. So it's like the voicemail you're trying to reach is full.
He's popular.
And people will like text me and be like, hey, I tried to leave you a voicemail, but it's full. And I'm like,
text me.
Look what you're doing right now. Conveying the information I need without me having to fucking listen to you talk.
You'd rather have an actual letter than a voicemail, wouldn't you?
Like, oh, for sure.
If something I just need to know.
My dear Justin.
So Ivana Trump, who was a Czechoslovakian born model, was part, this is the theory, was part of, according to the secret of the Kingfisher's secret, was part of this Swallows program. She fits the bill. Blonde. They loved blondes. Mm. She was it brought in. She was a television, a model star. She was allowed to defect the country as a cover. She was recruited by this playwright that she was married to, or at least allegedly married to. She bounced around from rich and powerful men, and she tried to prey upon men who were gullible and could, you know, basically be used for compromise. You know, I still to this day believe that there is some credibility to the idea that Trump has a unique and somewhat disturbing relationship with Russia.
Yeah.
I mean, people have said the same argument about his current wife, Melania, being a swallow. But and maybe they were just like, we can't lose Trump. He's too important to the program.
Yeah.
But his relationship with Russia has always been weird enough where this does not. Like, my truth meter on this is a little above halfway. Is it being plausible?
You got a semi-truth?
Semi-truth.
They could just pay him more. Like, I understand political people need to be, and now Trump has been president, but before that, just pay him.
Right.
Like, I don't know why he needs to get the whole spy. He's not that smart.
I don't think he did. Yeah, I wish I had written it down. She had a quote about him that essentially was that, like he was the smartest idiot I ever met.
Melania or Ivana?
No, Ivana about Donald. Yeah. Like on the one hand, he was very, very smart, but also like incredibly susceptible to, like, look how just susceptible he is to flattery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, he loved to brag about Ivana when they were married, about how she was a ski champion and how she was a businesswoman. And she was beautiful and she was a supermodel and all this stuff. And like, I think that like that just made it easy for him to overlook anything that she was doing that was somehow nefarious or duplicitous.
Yeah.
I think there's some, do I think that Ivana Trump was a swallow? Maybe. Like, this is like a maybe. Like,
yeah.
Russia's been doing some crazy stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean,
they're really good at that stuff, that craziness.
She seems like the type, and he seems like a mark to me.
Yeah. And maybe it's not for her to like get compromised on him. Maybe it's just she was the channel to the Kremlin for things that, you know, money laundering and things like
right,
that. Right,
been the accusation against Trump is he's been laundering Russian oligarchs' money for 40 years.
Yeah.
Which again, that might just be what it is.
Yeah, it's just a business relationship. Right. Like, I have the connects. Yeah.
So I if I say that, I guess I should pause and say there's probably an opportunity for what you mentioned, which is double secret agents, where it's like, and you know, that's what gets complicated because, you know, you get in a situation where you're compromised. I think the trick is to say to the CIA, hey, I'm compromised. And they're like, we'll protect you. You just tell us what they're telling you to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you don't know what's real anymore.
No.
So you think Trump is a secret agent?
I do think this, and I don't want to get into the politics of the wiretaps and everything. I think that certain American intelligence officers had been following Trump prior to him even running for president because there was just some weird stuff going on with him and foreign assets.
Yeah.
Right. And I just think that was enough to where they were like, let's keep an eye on this guy. And somebody got a federal judge to sign off on a surveillance tap.
Mm-hmm. So there's no chance that's for like federal level tax evasion.
Because
he's definitely guilty of like things on that level.
No, I think that they were hearing that stuff. That's the great thing about, you know, wiretapping somebody is like you hear all their shit. It's like, dude, this guy's smoking weed so
right.
much.
He's getting pissed on in a hotel.
Yeah. They were not out. Yeah, they didn't want to catch that. They just did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, that's my final thought. Okay. I think this is a maybe, a strong maybe, almost to the point of plausible.
I think the same thing. I think based on her status and just how she came in and was able to traveling freely seems very odd for
that seems
from
very
that,
odd you know? From someone who defected from.
Yeah,
it's a great piece of evidence.
It is. It's maybe the strongest. So. Also, she lied about all of her background.
Right. What's
That's
interesting?
Just Russians.
She had that new autobiography, or not? Maybe it was just a biography that was written recently, where she accused Trump of rape. So
She recanted that.
She took it back.
She did took it back.
It was in a book that they sold.
I know. And then she went confronted. What's it called?
Ivana fall down a flight of stairs?
Yeah, it was. It was. I didn't know she recounted that.
I read that today for the first time.
Weird.
She and Trump somehow forged a cordial relationship. Trump and Melania will attend the funeral. Marla Maples not allowed.
Oh, okay. But she recounted.
Somebody else was not allowed. I think Tiffany Trump was not allowed.
I bet Clinton is not allowed. I bet
Barron's probably not. He can't fit in the church.
Yeah, exactly.
Too small.
That's right. Yeah, talk about the Chinese height breeding program.
Yeah.
Fucking, how tall is Barron now?
Dude, he's too tall. That's coming from me. I'm 6'4". I think he's like 6'6", 6'7".
That's insane.
Like that. And he was 14 when he was tall as shit.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah.
But it happened like over, like you didn't see Barron for like a week and then mm-hmm. he came up and it was like, what giant did Trump hire as a bodyguard? Barron.
Yeah. I do like Barron actually looks like a normal person, whereas the other three kids are just like, what happened to them? I guess they grew up outside of the 80s and 90s.
Well, they're old enough to have had plastic surgery done.
Oh, yeah.
And like hair plugs.
Eric's
and stuff.
Had plastic surgery?
No, I don't know.
If Eric did anything, he probably just somehow got plastic surgery to match his gums to his skin color.
Eric looks.
He looks dead.
God, yeah. He looks like he's been on a boat all day every time I see him. You know, like that, just sort of like. He
looks Floridian.
No, just like, yeah, his face is kind of flushed. He looks like he's a little dehydrated and maybe done some drugs, but not really.
Hanging out with Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. They're probably best friends.
I like the idea of them two hanging out as like a show.
Fun.
Yeah. It's like their dads don't like each other. It's like Romeo and Juliet, but just like dudes hanging out.
I think it's like wrestling to where it's like, I think politics is like wrestling. Everyone just hangs out outside of it, but then they're just like, oh, I hate you. I'm going to body slam.
Oh, that's a good theory. Yeah. We should cover that. Well, that's we got a final thought on Ivana.
I don't trust anybody from Russia, right. Just on principle. But like I said, the evidence that you gave of her being able to travel freely, especially with how like uptight Russia is as a whole, that they have been for like the last three decades. I definitely think it's possible. It's
a
fun idea to entertain. And I always am a big fan of a mysterious death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you could die from torso trauma? From stairs?
Definitely. I don't know about stairs, but I do know torso trauma because that's how Houdini died.
That's right. He just got one punch. But it took a while. It took like a week or so.
He had some other stuff going on too, but I definitely think it's
possible. Yeah, but that's a guy that like locked himself in safes at the bottom of rivers and stuff. Somebody said like, it seemed like your neck would snap before your stomach. Maybe you slid into the rail.
Well, there's
so
much weird stuff too. I mean, you can get testicular torsion from like riding a bike.
Yeah, so it's like the
body. She doesn't have testicles.
She doesn't. But my point
not
is
anymore.
Ivana Trump died of testicular torsion. Raleigh. Yeah.
My point is the body is like so resilient in some ways. Like people have fallen out of planes and survived. And like Alexander the Great got bitten by a mosquito. So it's like the smallest thing.
How great was he then?
Alexander the All Right got bit by mosquitoes.
He was all right? Oh my God.
That's
why'd
great...
we like that guy?
There were great people on both sides of the siege of whatever.
Exactly.
Persia.
Yeah. Alexander the Great does sound like something like your older brother mocks you. You know? He's like, I conquered Constantinople. Ooh, you're so great. Good job. Well, all right. Well, that's been that's a good take on this. I think Russians, unfortunately, still suspicious. And if you're ever traveling and a beautiful Russian woman way out of your league wants to sleep with you, my advice is to do it. And then kill yourself
or become a
jump out of a three-story building.
Yeah,
get to terminal velocity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I guess I'm just suspicious of any woman that talks to me, not just a beautiful Russian woman.
Same.
Yeah.
Like any woman talks to me, I'm like, you're a spy, aren't you?
I don't have any money.
Yeah. My wife gets so tired of me saying, "Are you a spy?" She's like, "I'm just talking to you. Will you clean the litter box?" I'm like, okay.
All right. Well, listen, you can catch our guest, Tyler Wood, around the Raleigh area, North Carolina, performing, or you can see him at GalaxyCon in Raleigh and anything else. Where can people find you on the socials?
Socials, Instagram, I'm at Tyler W. Wood Comedy. My website's TylerWWood.com. And also, if you guys are interested in wrestling, please check out my wrestling podcast I have with my friends Nick Alexander and Jake Man Scout Manning about dead professional wrestlers.
Love it.
Tin Bell Pod. Check that out. We're having a lot of fun. Going to get a new season started soon.
Nice. And awesome. Jake what, is a wrestler himself, is he not?
He is. He is. Yeah. He is the Man Scout, and he will also be at GalaxyCon. He'll be playing Deadpool with Fantasy Super Cosplay Wrestling.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, this is great, man. Well, yeah, check out Tyler Wood. Join our Patreon and come back next week for more Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
And I'm Shane Smith, and this was
Tyler Wood.
Peace.